G'day everyone. Monday, July 4, the Big Sports Breakfast, Sky Sports Radio. A very good morning to you wherever you are listening. Yes, we're back after a little mid-year rest for the three of us. Back, great to be back, and certainly thinking of all those affected by the weather. I can't believe we're going through this again. Morning to you, Clarky and Loz. Good to see you both.
Morning, boys.
Gee, we missed each other last week, didn't we?
Yeah, we still couldn't keep away. We sent the occasional text message. I've got to say, where did that week go? It was nice to have a week off, but geez, it went quick. But good to be back. We've missed a bit of sport. Every code, just about. Aussies are on fire. Wallabies, brilliant. Rugby league this weekend was great. Third Origin, just around the corner. What about the Blues? You're right, Middo. I've got to say, you said the Blues were going to smoke the Maroons. We all paid you out. You got it right.
Glad you remembered.
How good.
Long memory.
I do remember. Cricket, the Aussies are on fire. That's a big win for the Aussies. Losing the toss, having to bowl first in those conditions. That's a massive win.
Second test starts on Friday. That's the final match of that tour. Loz, of morning to you, mate. How was your little week across the ditch?
Morning, boys. No, I had a fantastic time. Did a bit of touring while I was over there. Spent a bit of time down south and then went up north. I saw the Warriors play yesterday and I ran into a few people over there in New Zealand. They were really excited about the Warriors being home, and to see them walk out onto the pitch yesterday was a real special scene. Mm. 26,000 people there. It was sold out within an hour of tickets going on sale. And they responded. The Warriors, they went out there and played probably their best football of the season. The poor old West Tigers, though, they didn't really offer a great deal, although they defended really strongly in that first half. So it was good to see the Warriors back home and getting a win. Poor old Raiders yesterday. Bring back the two referees. That wouldn't have happened yesterday. Would have been a penalty for sure.
Yeah,
Ben Hunt at the end of the game.
Yeah.
Although we had our moments to win the game. We weren't good enough, but to get ourselves in that position back into the contest and then to not have that call go against you, I can understand the frustration of all Raiders supporters, the players and the coach.
I think what we got to see this weekend was how hard it is to hang on to the ball when it's raining.
Mm.
In every game I watched, it was like, you see a team drop the ball, and you go, is there something on the ball? Why are they first tackle? Drop it.
Oh, it was horrendous.
And every team, but
though,
the
wind,
it just goes to show.
That doesn't help.
You get tough conditions like that. Mm. It's just so hard.
Yeah. I went out to a game on Saturday. I went out to the Bulldogs-Sharks game. And the weather out there on Saturday was very, very ordinary. And you could see the field by the end of the game have all the water on top
old
of
school.
The surface. Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
It was very, very much old school. But we hear the New South Wales side and Queensland sides will be announced this morning. So looking forward to seeing what changes or if there's any changes at all to the New South Wales side. Obviously, we know that Latrell Mitchell's not going to play. He ruled himself out on Saturday night.
What do you
after
think
that
of that, about that, Loz? About the player actually making... Because it's the same in cricket.
Yeah.
You're invited to play for Australia. Yeah. So it's all invitational. You make the decision on whether you accept that invitation.
I think it's a smart move given the amount of time and effort he's put into his hamstring to go into that environment. It's tough. It's a fast game, and I know that he's Latrell, but if he's not confident that his body can get through that, I just think it puts him at risk of re-injuring it. Mm. And then, you see the difference he made on the weekend to South Sydney, coming up against Parramatta. They just looked a different team. Everyone else in the team felt more comfortable with him there. He would have had his moments in Origin, there's no doubt about it. And playing as a centre, he wouldn't have had to do as much running. But I don't think he felt confident that he'd be able to get through the 80 minutes in that environment. And it's a decider too. Mm. That's the other thing. The decider, the intensity of that battle goes up even further.
I tell you, tough conditions to come back to as well. For his first game back with the hamstring tendon issue, that's unbelievable that he stayed on, played the way he played, and did not look like he was in any. He didn't look like he had an issue at all.
No. I thought
he's obviously
put in
the
return.
Work. Yeah,
he looks a lot slimmer.
Yeah,
looks like he's lost plenty of weight. Okay. He looks as fit as I've seen him. And I think that he realises that South Sydney have put a lot of time and effort and patience into him to get this hamstring right. It's caused him some issues the last couple of years, and the last thing you need is ongoing hamstring issues for a young man, early stages of his career, because if you do that, it just puts pressure on your whole body, and then you're worrying about it throughout your whole career, and you're always holding back a touch. So I think that, you know, to get himself right and mentally ready to go, I think this is the best decision for him.
Just to go back to something you said before, Loz, green goggles aside, two referees. Do you think we need two referees again?
Oh, look, I said that in jest too. Might be something worth looking at. To be fair, Mido, I think a lot of people wanted the one referee system back,
yeah,
and that's what they were all after. I think we've just got to accept at times that referees are going to make unpopular decisions, and decisions that, you know, when you look at it through your own team colours, you can look at it and pick a penalty in nearly every set of six. It should have been a penalty yesterday. I don't know how he didn't award it, but as I get back to the point I said earlier as well, they certainly had opportunities to seal that game up until that point.
Just want to read a text out here from Bob in the Hunter Valley. Morning team, prayers this morning for our jockey Leah Kilner. She has touched our hearts with her love of Dusty Tycoon, and now she needs the prayers of everyone as she battles for her life at a Brisbane hospital this morning. And yes, well said, Bob, and thoughts and prayers certainly. With Leah Kilner, 24-year-old apprentice, she came off yesterday at Grafton, was airlifted initially to the Gold Coast, then onwards to Brisbane, and she's being treated for head and spinal injuries and in critical condition. Just another reminder of, what these jockeys encounter at times, or, you know, the risks that are involved in being a jockey. And there we have a 24-year-old in critical condition. So it's hard to wrap your head around, but we absolutely offer our prayers and
thoughts. Oh, it's terrible news, Mido. Terrible news when I heard about this. And no one ever expects when they go to work not to come home. And Leah, we're all thinking of her and, you know, fingers crossed that she can come through this, but she'll need a lot of support. She'll need a lot of love and prayers. And it's just so sad for a young 24-year-old jockey to fall off the way that she did, the injuries that she sustained, and, you know, we just hope and pray that she's going to be okay.
Unfair and square. Raiders fume over refs mark a penalty failures. We were discussing before that contentious non-call there on pretty much the last play of the game. I'll tell you what, though, Ben Hunt, I mean, you get away with what you get away with. He's right in contention, you'd have to say, Loz, for the Dally M medal this year.
Oh, he's playing outstanding football, the best season he's ever had. He's had an influence on all those matches that the Dragons have played in particular the winning games. And he's been strong in Origin. And Ben Hunt, he's just such a competitor. And he's got consistency in his game. Without him yesterday, I don't think they win. Good performance from the Dragons in horrible conditions. And congratulations, too, by the way, to every other turned up there yesterday. I saw those hearty souls up there on the hill. There was a couple of Raiders supporters on their own. It looked horrendous, those conditions. So they are fans, the ones that turned up yesterday.
Yeah.
How bad is the weather at the moment?
Incredible. It's been an incredible
year, summer,
really.
Yeah, and ridiculous how much rain.
The other issue with the closing moments or some of the closing periods of that game yesterday, Loz, was that floor. We spoke about it when it first came in. This floor in the six again rule, where there you are down by 2 points, and I saw Buzz tweet about it. I'm sure he'll speak about it with us after 7 o'clock this morning. But I thought this when the rule first came in. What if it's a grand final, you're down by two and you get an obvious penalty? You don't want a six again 10 metres out.
No, that's exactly right.
You want a shot at goal.
And it's subjective too, because the refs have the option to give a penalty. So that leaves a referee in a bad position as well, because if you do one six again call and then the next one you give a penalty and then another game you let it go for three or four with six agains, how's that been consistent? So if you've only given away one six again and then they blow a penalty on the next, people will be blowing up about that, the inconsistencies. Any of you give three or four six to goes and then the next one you give a penalty away, or then in your scenario, 5 seconds to go, yeah, you've been good all game and you just deliberately lie on the tackle player to take time off the clock and then the referee blows a penalty. How's that been consistent? It puts the referees in an awkward spot.
It's a serious flaw in the rule. that's going to become a huge talking point in a semi-final, and we'll wonder why we haven't sorted this out.
Yeah, definitely right, Mel. Definitely right. I cannot argue against you on that point. But the referees are under instructions to try and quicken the game up, and they think they'll be able to do that with these six-to-go calls. They changed it down the other end of the field at the start of this year, and I think a lot of clubs and fans like the fact that you can't get away with just lying on top of the player inside your own 20. Otherwise, it's a penalty. You get to kick out and get the ball down the field. In this instance, yesterday, it should have been a penalty. It was deliberately flaunting the rules by Ben Hunt. But good on him for getting away with it too. Yeah. I mean, everyone's going to do it in that situation.
Because you look at the context, that game could be crucial, that result. You've got the Dragons in 8th, the Raiders in 11th now, and four points out of the 8th.
Yeah, they're all crucial at this point in time for those teams in particular that are just on the cusp of the top 8. Just under 8th position, you're scrambling, you're fighting for every 2 points you can get. The Raiders, again, they had their chances to win yesterday's game. They'd be ruining the fact that they made so many errors when they had the Dragons. And, you know, the Dragons did well to hold on and win that game. But all these teams, you look at South, you look at Dragons, you look at Manly, Roosters and Canberra, they're the ones that are holding on and fighting now. And every loss is so important for them.
Okay, also back page of the telly, Haas out with Cow to debut. So Payne Haas, with his shoulder issues, looks set to be ruled out of Origin 3. The teams, as Loz mentioned, will be announced later this morning by Brad Fittler and Billy Slater. So Payne Haas, according to the Telegraph, won't be there. And Jordan McLean at age 30, well, some Cowboys look set to be given some debuts here for both states in Origin 3. It looks like Jordan McLean, according to the Telegraph, will play for New South Wales in Payne Haas's spot. And also, by the way, for Queensland, Courier Mail's reporting that Tom Gilbert is set to debut with Felice Kafusi out for family reasons. His dad's he's been hospitalised over in LA with a leg infection, so he's raced over to the States to be with his father. But the other one that we're going to be watching, I think the most contentious, Loz, Crichton firming with New South Wales likely unchanged, is the headline on the back page of the Sydney Morning Herald. So all eyes on the centre positions, mainly due to the fact that Jack Whiten's now available again. Didn't have the happiest of afternoons yesterday, though, and you wonder whether that'll play against him. But gee, it'd be hard. I know that Jack was one of the best players for New South Wales in game one, but to change that winning formula we had in Perth, this is a tough decision. The decision, this is what you want as a coach, to have these.
Well, most definitely. You want to be in this situation rather than the other way around, where you're scrambling for players and you're thinking, oh, geez, we're taking a punt here. Whichever way they go, I think they can't lose. I'd have to keep Matt Burton.
Have to.
And I'd find a position for Jack. But I will say this, I find a position for Jack in the starting 13, or I don't select him at all.
Well, where can you put him?
Well, and I say this because if you're going with Damien Cook on the interchange bench, and if you have Jack Whiten on the interchange bench, that leaves you with two forwards. Now, Jack can come on and play a bits and pieces role, but if you get injuries early in the game to a couple of forwards, that leaves you short on the interchange bench. And you don't want a guy like Jack Whiten playing over 25 minutes as a forward, because he won't be able to handle it. You just can't. When you're not used to playing that position under that pressure with the speed of the game, you just get found out. And I don't want them to put him in that position. But I think you either find a spot for Jack or he misses out. I don't think you can go with Cook and Jack on the bench.
Well, I guess in game one, Whiten started at centre and Crichton was in that 14 jersey, wasn't he? So it's a hard decision for Freddie.
Yeah, I think they either stick with Crichton or they put Jack there with Burton as right centre.
What are you doing, Puff?
No, this is the greatest example of when you win, you get away with murder. Even if you individually, if you don't play as well as you'd like, but the team wins, generally you stay in the team. And I unfortunately for Jack, I don't think he'll get back in.
Yeah.
I think they'll stick with the same team.
I think it's just victim of circumstances exactly stuff, right, isn't it?
And it happens in all sports. Mm. And that's the thing. That's it, unfortunately or fortunately, depends what situation you sit in. It's about the team's success. It's about the team winning. And you see it in all sports. Players get carried for long periods of time when the team's winning because that's what it's about.
Now, also on the back page of the Sydney Morning Herald, a picture of the Warriors there yesterday and working from home after 1,038 days. The Warriors returned to Mount Smart yesterday, an emotional homecoming, and they snapped a 7-game losing streak as well. Very critical for them to do that. They're on the lookout for a new coach, as are the Tigers, who they beat yesterday, 22-2.
How'd you go with that accommodation in New Zealand that you're looking at?
Did Clarkie put you in a spot of bother, by the way?
We know why you went to New Zealand.
Oh, yeah. I had a couple of phone calls, actually, from people. Yeah.
Did you find that 8-bedroom palace that they're offering you?
Down at Queenstown.
Yeah.
It'd be pretty hard to get to Auckland to coach a footy team if I'm living in Queenstown.
No, you'll find a way. Private jet helps and a chopper.
I did have a couple of phone calls of people. I had to say, no, they're playing games with you. They're playing silly buggers.
I knew someone, as soon as he said it, Pup, I was like, someone's going to take this seriously.
Mate, I was taking it seriously.
I got two phone calls.
Yeah. I was taking it seriously. He wasn't going to New Zealand for no reason. He doesn't like the snow. He likes the sun. Oh. Mate, he went to check the apartment.
Yeah.
Ross is too chilled out to coach now.
Nah, I'm gone now.
Yeah, don't worry, I'm with you.
Days are over. Days are finished.
No chance would I be coaching anything.
Good on you, Pup. Mate. You had the media hunting him down, the paparazzi.
It's good. New Zealand could do a lot worse. The Warriors could do a lot worse.
By the way,
chase him.
I'll tell you what, though. It sounds like there's going to be another change in the coaching ranks.
Oh, shock me.
Up north, Justin Holbrook.
Shock me.
The drums are beating.
What about Para? Brad Arthur. He's under the pump as well. They're only coming sixth, and he's under the pump.
Yeah. That was a poor loss from Parramatta.
They were.
Very,
horrible.
Very poor loss.
Can they still win the comp loss?
Yeah, of course they can.
Geez, Andrew Johns doesn't think so. He was into him yesterday on the footy show. Mm. He was into him.
Of course they can. Mate, if you looked at it now, Penrith are home and host.
Mm.
But that doesn't always play out like that. There's still a lot of football.
Very rarely does it play out like that.
Still a lot of football to be played. People will have their moments where they're not playing well. You write them off. You only have to play 4 good games at the end of the year. Sometimes it's only 3, but once you get to the finals, we say it every year, it's a different ball game. The intensity goes up, the amount of pressure that's on you. If Penrith say like this, they're just expected to win. So you only imagine how they're going in every game. You know, they're only going to be off a touch, and people will be ready to have a crack at them. So it's just never pans out the way you possibly think it's going to be all the time.
Gee, it's weird with Parramatta, though. They've won away in Melbourne and beaten Penrith in Penrith. And then they come and lose to...
I can't write anyone off that's won those 2 games this year.
Yeah, and they've lost to the Tigers.
Dogs.
The Dogs. Hard team to get a read on, aren't they?
Oh, they are. They are. But, you know, I still look at a few of these teams and go, you know what? They might be able to win. They might be able to win a comp.
Plenty of text there. Heroes and villains, by the way, today. So we've got the $100 gift card to give away in the case of Saint and Sinner Alcoholic Kombucha. By the way, also on the back page of the Sydney Morning Herald, no time for Lolasio to tense up at number 10 if you saw the Wallabies the other night, 30-28. Didn't they have some adversity? Ooh, tell you what, they were pretty ordinary in the first half. 30-28, they've ended up winning against, I've got to say, it was a pretty pedestrian England team. But they got the job done, the Wallabies, and again, they probably would have lost in years gone by, but Darcy Swain, he faces the judiciary tomorrow for I don't really want to call it a headbutt, but I guess, you know, he did use his head.
Coming together of the heads.
It was a tap at best. I mean, seriously, red cards for that. Anyway, don't get me started. Tom Banks broke his arm. Alan Alatoa, he's out next week with concussion, though Teni Alatupo looks set to return. But they lost Quade Cooper in the warm-up. And this article talking about Lolasio said it was probably a blessing in disguise for him not to, you know, have too long to think about it, getting the tap on the shoulder, going, mate, you're it. Get ready.
Probably the best way to do it, too, for a young man like Lolasio. He didn't have the happiest of semi-finals over there in Auckland where, you know, he took that shot at field goal with, you know, less than a minute on the clock, whereas they should have, you know, kept driving the ball forward to get a little bit closer. So you can only imagine if he was named in the starting team, what the talk would have been about all week leading up to this clash about whether he's confident enough to grab those big moments. But it was a good performance by the Wallabies. Well done to them. And, you know, any time you can beat the old enemy, it's always good to know you can do that. And the last time the Poms were out, they beat us. So Eddie Jones wasn't too happy. Talking about, you know, Trent Robinson maybe getting fined after the game for what he said, Eddie Jones' comments after the game.
Yeah, that's as
good as I've heard about a sledge on a referee. I think he might be in trouble. Or do they not penalise coaches for their comments after
the game? I'm not sure how World Rugby...
Basically, he said they were gifted the game once we lost a player.
Yeah, said they pelped the other side when they sent someone down to 14 men.
I couldn't believe those comments when I read
that. You know, they'll suspend Darcy Swain for probably 6 months and give Eddie nothing. Don't start me with World Rugby either. Seriously.